Do you want to tell us why you sued the government and I know you won, but tell us what the case was about and why it was important.
Well, I won re-election in 1992, and then in 1993, the Brady Bill was signed. It was the Brady Bill. And I watched, this was November of 1993, and I watched when Bill Clinton signed it into law, and I didn't, you know, they never said what it was really about. They never said. And so my wife and I just watched it real briefly on the news. But then in January of 1994, three agents of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, BATF, came to our Sheriff's Association meeting in Phoenix, and they brought us a 25-page document. And this was for every sheriff in the country. Okay. All sheriffs got this same visit from this federal agency. And they said, Congress passed a law called the Brady Bill. And in the Brady Bill, it requires the sheriffs to enforce the gun control measures in this bill. And boy, there's only 15 sheriffs in Arizona. And all the sheriffs were cussing up a storm. They threatened to arrest us if we failed to comply.
Okay.
Now, you need to get that. That's an amazing corrupt law. But they did. It was in the Brady Bill. And in this little booklet here, I put that threat in here. It's in here. And so I put some excerpts from the Brady Bill itself.
Okay.
And this is the Supreme Court's highlights of this case. It's the most powerful 10th Amendment state sovereignty, local autonomy case in the history of America. Everyone should get this. You should all read this. It's very historic. This is the only time in U.S. history where sheriffs sued the federal government, took it all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and we won. We beat the Clinton administration on this. And so I'm very proud to talk about this case now because it is so powerful. And so the Brady Bill was the first time in history where the federal government tried to commandeer and take over the office of sheriff, and with a threat of arrest. So I sued and six other sheriffs joined me in the case. Sheriff Prince from Montana, he and I ended up at the Supreme Court in December of 1996. 7 months later, the decision came out on the last day of the term of the United States Supreme Court, and they agreed with us. What I found out later is that there were actually five Brady bills scheduled to be passed 1 year after the other. So in 5 years, the Brady Bill movement would have completely destroyed the Second Amendment. And so a handful of sheriffs did more to preserve the Second Amendment than Congress has pretty much in the history of Congress.